This is Twit.
This next one is from Tyler, and Tyler writes in, regarding the email of the week from last week in which the listener had nearly set fire to her house. The observation that Ron made regarding it being a OnePlus cable, I think, is key. I believe that the OnePlus USB-A to USB-C cables do not adhere to the USB spec as per Benson Leung some time ago. I haven't been able to determine if this has changed. This would suggest that the cable would not protect the headphone case in the circumstance that it was plugged into a rapid charger. This non-adherence to the USB-C PD standard has been my biggest beef all along with the OnePlus brand. While these instances may be rare, they are possible. Happy that more damage didn't occur. Side emoji face. I agree with Tyler. I was actually thinking about that. Benson Leung, by the way, for those who are not familiar, did this great website. I have to go through and Google it, but you can Google it. Last name is spelled L-E-U-N-G, and basically lets you know, he lets you know which USB-C cables are safe to use. And it is true that the OnePlus cables have a different spec because they're supposed to work with OnePlus's rapid charging. It's a proprietary charging situation. It's dash charging is what it's called. And it works really well on the OnePlus devices. But when you try and mix other devices with it, it gets a little dicey. So definitely a good reminder, Tyler. Thank you for sending that in and reminding us of the great resource that is Benson Leung. And of course, when in doubt, Google it.
Yeah, I forgot always about Benson's work. That was really important at the time. It actually brought attention to a large degree to people about just the not equal at all state of all of these chargers and cables that you can find on Amazon and other places. I do want to point out, though, that what is it? The OnePlus 65T charger, the warp charge brick, the 65T warp charge brick, is the improved version. So that I think that is, from my understanding, that is the first OnePlus charger that is kind of more of a universal charger. So you're not going to experience this. I should say you are unlikely to experience this with that particular charger. And I don't know if that means that's what they're going to do going forward, but that was one of the kind of the cool things about that charger. A, that it charged the OnePlus 8T from 0 to 100% in like 35 minutes, which was bonkers. But B, that it's also a fast charge, like it adheres to a fast charge spec for all sorts of devices. And it is true USB-C to USB-C. So they made some changes there. Hopefully they continue to do that going forward. Oh yeah, there it is there. Okay. So it was 2017. Yeah. That was a big deal at the time. Everybody was talking about, his work testing those cables. Cool stuff.